I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. So you just got that brand new sonar, and now you're seeing fish everywhere. Well, those may not be fish. I'll tell you what you're looking at, but first.
Find Dad's Day deals that won't be beat this Father's Day at Fleet Farm. This week, take 25% off select Under Armour apparel and footwear for the family. Or get a Bighorn Greystone Pellet Grill for just $279.99. Plus, if you find a lower price, we'll match it. We have what you need for everyday life at new, lower prices. Fleet Farm.
So many of us get that brand new sonar and we go out to our favorite lake and we're motoring around looking at the screen thinking, wow, there's fish here, there's fish there, there's fish everywhere. Those probably aren't fish. And the reason I know is because the last few years I've done a lot of underwater camera work just to make sure that what I'm looking at on the sonar is what I think it is. Many times you'll see fish on the sonar, those hooks on the sonar that look like fish, and they're not. It's something that's floating off the bottom, and it looks like fish. I've also been over grass beds where the tops of the grass is bent over. You can't see the stalk of the grass, so it doesn't show up on the sonar, but the bent head of that grass looks like a fish. It's even shaped just like that mark that you see on the face of the sonar. Sometimes rocks on the bottom look like fish, but then many times it is fish. And when you discover what the fish look like under certain situations, wow, well, then you can skip those spots that aren't fish and work those spots that are. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.